And you are listening to AM, where it's approaching a quarter past eight. A reminder, the audio and transcripts of our stories can be found on our website. Just type ABC space AM into any search engine and follow the links. As campaigns go, the former Chief of Defence, General Peter Cosgrove, has seen a few. His new battlefront, though, is a better deal for Australia's elderly. Today he launches a campaign asking both sides of politics to pledge an increase in funding. He says Australia has struggled in the past, but the pressure of an ageing population needs to be urgently addressed, partly to pay for an extra 83,000 aged care beds that will be needed. General Cosgrove is the chairman of Leading Age Services Australia, the peak body in Australia for the age services industry. Peter Cosgrove, how do you make for smarter funding of aged services as you talk about it?
I think you first of all acknowledge the need, Tony. I think the trick is to understand that the number of people over 65 in this country needing aged care services will be doubling from 3 million now to over 6 million in 2050. So just the inexorable ageing of the population means we'll need so many more people to be looked after in care.
So have successive governments overlooked the funding of aged care?
I think we've struggled along. I think what we need to do, though, is to take it on as something that's going to be a very serious social need for this country in the programs of governments going forward.
You're aiming at all governments of all persuasions?
Absolutely, yes. We applaud what the present government is doing in terms of applying some aged care reform. That's fantastic. We don't agree with all of it, of course, but that would be unnatural if the industry would totally applaud every skerrick of government policy. But we need both sides of politics to take this on as a need for significant funding.
Well, you talk about significant funding, and I'll just repeat those figures. There are 3 million Australians over 65, and that number is going to double by 2050?
Absolutely.
So have they dropped the ball?
We need to pick up the ball. I don't know whether it's dropped. This government's under pressure, and the next government, Labor re-elected or a new coalition government, will face similar pressures. But the need for us is an injection of over $2.3 or $4 billion to get us back on a track where we can make sure that those 6 million Australians in 2050 are in decent care.
Well, about dropping the ball, picking it up, every 71 minutes, you say, another Australian is prevented access to aged services. How do you reach that figure, and what sort of service are you talking about?
We're talking about the existing capacity to provide decent aged care service to elderly Australians. It's not so much that somebody's saying you're not deserving, you shouldn't get it. It's they can't access it. It's just not there to be had. So we want the whole industry invigorated. We want more beds. We need 83,000 more beds in short order.
Peter Cosgrove, you talk about the billions that are needed to bring up the new 83,000 new beds. We've heard a lot of deficit talk recently. Are you confident the money's there?
Well, that'll require a whole of budget approach. I mean, obviously, there's got to be ways to reduce deficits and get back into surplus and to stimulate and provide for all these social programs that are so precious. We've managed to find a way to do it with NDIS. Everybody thinks that's a wonderful outcome and a sorely needed one. Well, we can't ignore aged Australians, even as we take care of the most needy of our society, being disabled folk.
So what do you say in brief terms to Wayne Swan and Joe Hockey, who are listening this morning?
Fellas, please acknowledge that the elderly Australians are a precious resource. They've paid their dues for the country and they need care.
Peter Cosgrove, thanks for joining us on AM.
Thanks very much, Tony.
General Peter Cosgrove, Chairman of Leading Age Services Australia.